Volcanic activity. Volcanic activity can include ashfall, falling rocks, hot gases and volcanic rock, lava flows, and massive mud flows. Reduce the impacts of volcanic activity by finding out what the volcanic risk is in your area. Your local council may have resources and information on how to reduce potential damage. Review your insurance regularly. Having insurance cover for your home and contents is important to help you get back on your feet if you suffer damage in a disaster. Get ready before volcanic activity. Talk to your Civil Defence Emergency Management Group to find out how they will warn you of a volcanic eruption. Find your local Civil Defence Emergency Management CDEM group at www.civildefence.govt.nz. Work out what supplies you might need and make a plan together. If you are at risk from volcanic ashfall, add the following to your emergency supplies. 1. Certified disposable dust masks, rated P2 or N95, and goggles. 2. Plastic wrap or plastic sheeting to keep ash out of electronics. 3. Cleaning supplies including an air duster, a broom, a shovel, and a vacuum cleaner with spare bags and filters. And 4. Heavy-duty plastic bags to dispose of ash. Auckland, Bay of Plenty, Tairawhiti, Hawke's Bay, Northern Manawatu, Northland, Taranaki and Waikato are most at risk. You could be stuck in your vehicle, so remember to store emergency supplies there too. During volcanic activity, stay informed in an emergency. Listen to the radio or follow your Civil Defence Emergency Management Group online. Check on your neighbours and anyone who might need your help. Follow official advice from 1. Your Civil Defence Emergency Management Group, 2. The Department of Conservation for Tongariro, Naruhoe, Ruapehu or Taranaki only, 3. Local authorities, and 4. Emergency services. During ashfall, put your emergency plan into action. Listen to the radio for updates. Follow instructions from emergency services and civil defence. Stay indoors. Volcanic ash is a health hazard, especially if you have respiratory difficulties such as asthma or bronchitis. Do not attempt to clear ash from your roof while ash is falling. Keep pets indoors. Do not drive when there is ash on the road. Avoid unnecessary exposure to ash until it has settled. If you have to go outside, wear protective clothing. 1. A properly fitted P2 or N95 rated mask, or a cloth if you don't have a mask. 2. Goggles. 3. Sturdy footwear. 4. Gloves. And 5. Clothing that covers your arms and legs. Do not wear contact lenses because trapped ash can scratch your eyes. Wear glasses instead. If ashfall has been forecast for your region, before ashfall starts, go home if possible to avoid driving or walking during ashfall. If you have a visual impairment, wear eyeglasses. Do not wear contact lenses because trapped ash can scratch your eyes. Bring pets inside and move livestock into closed shelters. Make sure that animals have supplementary feed and access to clean drinking water. Close all windows and doors and shut down heat pumps to limit the entry of volcanic ash. Set up a single entry point for your house. Place damp towels at the threshold to prevent ash being tracked indoors. Cover sensitive electronics. Do not remove covers until the indoor equipment is completely ash-free. Cover vehicles, machinery, and spa pools to avoid ash causing damage. Ash can corrode metal surfaces and cause abrasion damage to windscreens and paintwork. Disconnect drain pipes and downspouts from gutters to stop drains clogging. If you use a rainwater collection system for your water supply, disconnect the tank. Check on your neighbours and anyone who might need your help. After a volcanic eruption, continue to follow official advice from 1. Your Civil Defence Emergency Management Group, 2. The Department of Conservation for Tongariro, Naruhoe, Ruapehu or Taranaki only, 3. Local authorities, and 4. Emergency services. If you have evacuated, do not return home until told it is safe to do so. Help others if you can, especially people who may need extra help. Keep children indoors and discourage play in ash. Keep animals indoors until ash is cleaned up or washed away. If pets go outside, brush them before letting them back indoors. Check on your neighbours and anyone who might need your help. Find out what support you can get if you have been affected by an emergency event at shorturl.at/www.rob. If your property is damaged, 1. Do not do anything that puts your safety at risk or causes more damage to your property. 2. Contact your insurance company as soon as possible. 3. If you rent your property, contact your landlord and your contents insurance company. And 4. Take photos of any damage. It will help speed up assessments of your claims. It is important to clean up ash promptly as it is a health hazard and can cause damage to buildings and machinery. When cleaning up, follow advice and instructions from your local council and Civil Defence Emergency Management Group. Be aware that 1. Ash cleanup is physically demanding and time-consuming. 2. In bulk, ash is much heavier than people often expect. 3. Repeated cleaning may be necessary. And 4. Water restrictions are likely after ash fall. Use water very sparingly to avoid depleting water supplies. Wear protective clothing that covers your arms and legs, sturdy footwear, a properly fitted P2 or N95 mask, and goggles. If you have a visual impairment, wear eyeglasses. Do not wear contact lenses because trapped ash can scratch your eyes. Find information on how to clean up ash at https://volcanoes.usgs.gov/volcanic_ash/ash_removal.html. Clean up any ash indoors to protect indoor air quality. Ash is much more abrasive than ordinary house dust. The best cleaning methods to prevent scratching damage are vacuuming and rinsing. Use water sparingly. If possible, clean electronic equipment with an air duster to avoid scratching delicate surfaces. Wait until ash has stopped falling before starting any outdoor cleanup. Clean ash off the roof. Roof cleanup must be carefully planned as it is hazardous. Use safe working methods. Find information on working safely on roofs at https://worksafe.gov.nz/topic-and-industry/working-at-height/working-safely-at-height/. For driveways and other hard surfaces, lightly wet the surface of the ash, then use a broom to sweep up. Avoid dry sweeping as this creates high levels of airborne ash. Remove ash from car paintwork and windscreens with water, but use water sparingly. Avoid rubbing as this can cause abrasion damage. Follow official instructions about ash collection and storage. Contact your local council and your Civil Defence Emergency Management Group for more information. Do not dispose of ash into drains as it can cause blockages and be difficult to remove. Adapted in 2026 by Accessible Format Service, Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland.